Dragon's Den is back on CBC, and most of the usual cast is returning, but then there's the new guy, right? We've seen him on the commercials. I wanted to get to know him, so I just called him on the phone. Wes Hall is joining us. Hello, Mr. New Dragon.
Jeremy, thanks for having me.
It's almost like the first day of school. I mean, I've read all the notes about you. I know about your dog. But if people haven't heard about you, tell us about the King of Bay Street, and I guess for people outside of Toronto, what that reference even means.
Well, you know, the King of Bay Street is my handle on Instagram and social media. But I started a company back in 2003 called Kingsdale. And the office that I have is on Bay Street. So I decided that I wanted to do Kingsdale on Bay Street. And I'm like, that doesn't sound that great. So I said, let me drop the Dale and drop the off and just put King on Bay, King off Bay Street. And there is King of Bay Street. So my firm is we do mergers and acquisitions. We advise companies when they're involved in tough situation. And it turned out that I built the company to be the number one firm in the country. And so they built me the name King of Bay Street.
There you go. And so how does one become a dragon on this show? I guess that's sort of, do you apply? Do you go to CBC and show them your bank account and show how much you're worth? How does it happen?
Well, yeah, so I've always been a fan of the show from the first era of the show. And I've never really seen anyone on the show that looked like me, so I never really thought it was possible. But then, you know, I got a call from CBC. They said, listen, we want to get a little bit more diversity on the show. And we hear a lot about you. We see you a lot. We want you to audition for the show. And so they put me up in front of 12 other people to audition. And then they called me back after it was over and said, hey, you know, you're the guy we wanted. And I was very flattered because they put me in front of up against some very tough, very successful people. And you know, I was able to hold my own against them. And even some of them actually admitted that, hey, I think that guy should be the dragon. Some of the people I was competing against. So I was proud to be able to be selected, first of all, but to also be the first black dragon on the show, and I'm hoping that I won't be the last.
Absolutely. See, you know, if I was on the receiving end of that and I saw CBC calling, I'd think they were asking me for money. I'm kidding, CBC. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Well, you know, the funny thing is that, Jeremy, as you said that, they actually reached out to me on social media first, and I'm like, yeah, this is a prank. And then they sent me an email, yeah, it's a prank. So both of them went into junk, right, until I actually got a physical phone call and said, hey, by the way, we're from Dragon's Den. We would like to talk to you about the show. And I'm like, okay, this is actually legitimate. And I took the call, and I'm glad I did.
And now, I mean, you know, looking at the cast photos, I'm thinking there could be a fashion war between you and Vincenzo. I mean, is, you know, what do you think?
Oh, come on. Vincenzo has no chance. He has no chance. He knows that, too. Come on. He can't step to me when it comes to fashion. I own that mantle.
Oh, absolutely. And I've got to say, you know, are there any sort of initiations or hazing? Like, did Arlene make you carry her shoes or anything? Like, there.
yeah. No. The new guy had to do everything, okay? I had to do everything. I had to, I had a small makeup chair. I had a small dressing room. No, I'm just kidding. No, it was, they treated me just fine. They were very nice. But it felt really like the first day of school, the first day we're shooting, right? Because all these kids that were second, third year, they were all confident. They walked in and they knew where everything was. And here I am. Everything was new. So they were just kind of giving me the play-by-play. Okay, fine. This is what's going to happen when you get in. Don't be intimidated by this. So they were very, very good about giving me heads up and kind of coaxed me along so that I can get comfortable. And so it was a great, great group of people.
Well, you say you had the smallest makeup area and things like that. But here's the deal, is that you needed the least makeup, right? I mean, come on.
Well, look at this, man. They didn't have to do my hair. Okay? Well, that's true. So unfortunately, somebody lost their job because I joined the show.
You're actually making it cheaper for them to produce the show now.
They lost their job because they're like, hey, Wes doesn't really need much hair and makeup, you know? But again, the lighting guy, they had to probably hire a new lighting guy because they never had to light a black guy before. So they probably have to go out and get that kind of talent.
More union work, though, anyway, for them.
More union work. I got a great job, right?
But I mean, that's all about. the cast seems all, you know, very friendly. Did any of the dragons, though, surprise you? Obviously, we get a sense of their personalities on the show. Now you're sort of, you're working one-on-one or in face-to-face with them. Were you starstruck at all? Was it what you expected?
Well, you know what? I would say this. I knew them all from watching the show. And yes, I was starstruck because I walked in there and I'm like, oh, look, it's Michelle. Oh, look, it's Manjeet. Oh, look, it's Arlene. Hey, it's Vincenzo. And I'm like, but I can't act like that to them because yeah. They're going to eat me alive when I start the show, right? You know, so I got to be pretty cool. You know, when you see your favorite celebrity on the street and you're pretty cool, but you kind of want to go nuts. It was kind of like that. But I had to play cool because when I sit there, I'm now their equal. When I'm sitting on the den, right? So I had to make sure that I'm pretty cool. But guess what? They are even better and nicer than you would ever imagine. Like and we get along really, really well, you know, after the show, during the show. So I, again, you know, maybe it's me and my great personality, but I can tell you that there's zero conflict that I had with anyone there on the show.
How close are the circles? I'm interested in this. Yeah. We get Do Canadian millionaires all know each other? Like, how does it work?
Well, here's the thing. You know, first of all, you said a Canadian millionaire. Why didn't you say millionaires? Canadian millionaire is almost like you discounted the millionaire, right?
Well,
like you just discount it by 25-30%, right? So here's the thing.
Let me rephrase it. Do all of you rich people know each other?
All the rich people, they say that. Yeah, they say that. Do all the rich people know each other? Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing about Canadian. I'm going to say Canadian rich. Canadian rich is like you could worth like $10 billion and nobody knows. Mm-hmm. Okay? Because you drive a terrible car and you don't show it, right? Because in Canada, we're not taught to show our wealth, right? So you never really know if somebody's rich or not, right? Whereas in the United States, it's a different story. A lot of people kind of like they wear their wealth and you can know that they're rich. And even if they're not rich and they're leveraging everything, they're going to show you that. Then they probably have not a single dime in their name because everything is leveraged, right? Canada is a little bit different. So you can see the most low-key person and they're ultra, ultra wealthy, but you would never know and you'd walk right by them on the street, okay? So technically, we don't really know each other, right? Until we get on a show like Dragon's Den and somebody goes, I think he's rich because the only reason why he's on the show is because he has money.
Okay. All right, I stand corrected.
Okay.
But do you all know each other? Answer the question.
Yeah, we do.
Obviously, you know, the other dragons have heard so many pitches before. You know, some of them, you know, they hate seeing, you know, board games or beverages. After one season, is there one that you're no longer interested in?
No, well, it's funny because one of the pitches, I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it anyways. My guys told me, do not invest in board games or playing cards or anything like that.
Right.
Do not invest in any of those things, okay? And one of my first pitches that I sat through, it was one of those products that my guys told me under no circumstance they should invest in. But this business was hitting out of the park. Like, hit it out of the park, and we're all fighting for it in the end, right? So there's no deal that you go, don't invest in this sector or this genre, because somebody could be an amazing entrepreneur that's selling board games and are hitting it out of the park, and you're going to miss out if you don't invest in it. So, yeah, I would say that there's nothing that I've seen that was like, that I liked, and I invested in, and I hated it after the show. But there's some things that I saw on the show that I hated, and I told him that, and I didn't invest in it. So, you know, you see everything.
And we hear a lot of times the investment is because of the person, right? You might not even necessarily have an interest in the business itself.
Yeah, and COVID kind of taught us that you could have the brightest idea, and as a result of that, you know, COVID kind of wiped it out, and are you able to pivot from that? It's people who are really good entrepreneurs that are not married to an idea, but they can change and they can adopt new ideas and make that new idea successful as well. So I look at the people when people are pitching to me, yeah, they have to have a decent business idea. But if that business doesn't work after investing in it, will that person be able to pivot into something that works that will actually keep me, you know, make me money still? So I look at the person as opposed to the business in a lot of cases.
We had a couple of weeks ago on the show Kevin O'Leary talking about Shark Tank. Obviously, he became a household name from Dragon's Den. You mentioned the pandemic. Something that I asked him, what did you learn about yourself as a business person? Obviously, companies and, you know, everybody had to adapt. What did you learn, though, personally about yourself as a business person during this whole corona thing?
Resilience and empathy. You have to be resilient to know that, okay, we have to change things, that we have to change it really rapidly. Empathy means that you now realize that, wow, there's not everybody's in the same boat as you. And how can we work together to make sure that they remain viable or they continue to be in business? I'll give you an example of that. There's a lot of working from home going on right now. We decided that we're going to start going back into the office because I saw the impact that it was having on those small businesses that relied on the people in my office to stay alive, right? They have 5 or 6 employees, and all of a sudden those businesses were shut down because we were working from home comfortably. So I was able to get people back into the office. All of a sudden those people are now serving us lunches. They can now call their employees back, and they can keep their business going. Because the longer we remain working from home, the more destruction it causes to a lot of those moms and pop businesses that rely on the business crowd. Right, so the empathy part of it is about making sure that you think about other people as opposed to just yourself.
Having I guess we're still going through a fourth wave, it's being called in some cases. Based on that, and then also just the talent that you see coming through Dragon's Den, my final question is, how do you feel about the caliber of entrepreneurs in this country?
Well, you're going to see, I think it's great. I'm again, when you're part of the show, when you're watching the show as a fan, it's a little bit different because you kind of just, you know, you don't get really into it. But when you're actually sitting there as a dragon, you're seeing and you're hearing people and you're hearing their stories. The stories of resilience and stuff like that. You realize that this country has some amazing talent, right? But unfortunately, we don't create the infrastructure for those talented people to thrive. And in fact, we penalize them in a lot of cases. And then if we just create an environment whereby people can be creative and we can be inclusive, this country is going to be absolutely top of the world, top of the world. But we need leaders to start to believe in Canadians, believe in what we have to offer to the world. Why are we getting vaccine from other places in the world where people can actually do that here in this country? But yet we rely on other countries to do that than other parts of the world, and rely on their supply chain to provide us with stuff when we can actually create those opportunities here. So we need to create that environment, and if we do that, we're going to be the envy of the world.
And I think we're seeing, you know, that inspiration and that motivation every season. It sounds like the people are becoming more and more prepared when they're on the show and hitting greater success.
Exactly right. There's a lot of people who, as a result of the show, they became millionaires. And they became millionaires, one, because they had somebody to back them and believe in them. They have someone who can mentor them and provide them with guidance. And they get publicity, which are the fuels that any business leader needs to actually make their business successful.
Absolutely. So we're going to be watching Dragon's Den on CBC. When can we catch the show?
Well, Thursdays, 8 p.m. Eastern on CBC. And it's going to be a great show. And we're going to have some great pitchers, some great entrepreneurs, and some great deals, and some good fun, too. It's also going to be great entertainment.
We'll be watching the Fashion Wars with Wes Hall on Dragon's Den. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah.